Welcome back to the episode of On the Porch. I'm Corus Vail. Here with me, I have partner in crime, my co-host,
Teef.
My sidekick, Teef.
I'm not Robin.
And here we have a special guest with us today, as usual, but something more. We have Mr. David Bell. What's up?
What's up, man? Appreciate y'all for having me on this.
Thanks for coming down. Teef, trying to get you for a minute. Honestly, one of the first guests we had. We've come to, like, out of school stuff. I remember we was talking about it in class. We was plotting out. It was like,
oh, yeah.
Athletes, yeah.
Yeah.
He was definitely one of the names on there. Teef, you seen David at one of the football games, I think.
Yeah, I forgot which game it was. We were just exiting, me and my girlfriend, and I saw him. I'm like, hey, that's the legend. I was kind of scared to say, I was like, should I? I was like, nah. But I was like, nah, let me just muscle up and go up there and say, what's up? I would have asked you to be on here.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to, like, seem like I just wanted you to be on here. But we got you anyways.
Nah, for sure. So everything work out. Work out in due time.
And that's exactly what I say, in due time. So it's been a while since you came back. How was it? I know we talked before a little bit. The school got bigger since you last been here. So let's take a minute of that.
What you mean by bigger, bro?
Like, this is the...
No, it's like not the small population or, like, the actual building?
Not the population. I mean the building.
I don't know. The Commons is still closed.
that may be why it seemed bigger, but still. So your high school career, you done a lot. Basketball, football. What's one of your favorite moments coming from high school?
I probably have to say my favorite moment. I mean, I think it's kind of everybody's favorite moment who went through that time with me. Probably my junior year, we won state 32-0 in basketball. Because it just wasn't about the basketball team. It was about, you know, the entire Warren Central and then also the community outside of that. Because if you know, like, briefly before that year, I had a friend who passed, Dijon Anderson, due to gun violence. So that whole community, Warren Central, was kind of in a slump. And then, unfortunately, we lost in football. So it didn't really bring a light. But then we had that unity and that brotherhood, and it was just like a big family throughout Warren Central and the whole East Side community that just brought each other together. So going through that whole season, you know, the adversity, the ups and downs, the practices, and to finally get to that point that the boys' basketball team never had a chance to get to, I think it was like 20-some years before they even won a state a sectional championship. So us to be able to break down those barriers and just to get to the state championship on the biggest stage in Indiana basketball, it was just a great feeling, man. I can't even really repeat how I feel, because still to this day, like, even though I'm in the NFL, that's one of the pivotal moments of my career.
Definitely. And I was just going to bring that up, you know, round 3, pick 99, you know, congratulations, of course.
I appreciate that.
It's not easy, of course. I forgot the chances, but it's not high, but you made it, of course. What was that feeling, you know, going through draft, waiting to hear your name get called?
To be honest, it was good, but it was like a lot of anger, too. Because understanding the type of player that I am and the type of abilities that I have, and just to see people's names get called before mine, it was a frustrating time. I think the wait was like 2 hours, 3 hours or something, so... It was tough.
Time.
Yeah, it was tough. You know, you just sitting back there. You just, like, you hear this person name get called. This person name get called. You know, you checking your phone, people calling you. I'm like, man, stop calling me. Like, I'm just waiting for the right call. But when my name finally got called, it was just like a sigh of relief that I finally reached a goal that I've been dreaming about since I was 5 or 6 when I first got into football. But, you know, once I got to that point, it was like, okay, you got here. Now what you going to do? So now I'm still in that process of trying to figure that out.
All right, so he touched on your career in football mainly. What really got you in the hoops? Like, when you started hooping?
Since I was 3, for real?
Really?
Basketball was my first love. 3 years old. I used to play up on, like, the west side, yeah.
I'm telling you, bro.
Basketball was my first love. I used to play at Watkins. So I grew up in a basketball family. Like, it's probably like...
Oh, I see.
7 or 8 of us that really played football, but everybody hoop.
Yeah.
You know, family reunion, we played basketball. My auntie house, we got a basketball court, so it was all basketball. You know, growing up with my cousin who went to Warren a little bit and transferred to a different high school, we grew up playing basketball. Used to just sit under him and watch basketball games, so that was really my first love, but until I came into football. But yeah, basketball was my first love. You know, I was in a decision my freshman year deciding whether I should come to Warren or go to a different school, because I wanted to pursue basketball, but, you know, everything worked out, and then football just ended up taking over.
Right, I was just going to ask, you know, when it came to that choice between basketball and football, you know, what was the main factor between, you know, the choice, really?
It was just like a reality thing. Like, I just knew I was better than football. So it was like, I didn't really practice basketball, but, like, I was
good at it.
Like, I was just more athletic than a lot of people on the court. But then when I seen, like, my friends really working at, I'm like, okay, they starting to catch me. Like, maybe let me just continue to play for fun. But, like, and then, you know, I like the in the gym hoops. You seen all them boys. They're like, yeah, these boys hard. Like, and I know I don't work as hard as them in that sport. So let me just gravitate to what I know, you feel me, what I love, and, like, what I can actually work hard in and to get me into the successful place that I want to be.
Definitely, definitely. And, you know, again, we touched on it a little bit earlier and I talked. 6 months of NFL season, you know, it can be, I assume it's draining, you know, a game every week for like 6 months. Talk about that, you know, preparing for a game, especially on a professional level.
Yeah.
Just how challenging is it?
I mean, with me being in it, it's challenging, of course, depending on how you go about it. But like you said, we play 17 weeks. So every Sunday, you know, it's a new opponent. So if you have a bad game the week before, you can't think of it because you got a new opponent. And everybody in the NFL is good. Like, every single player, it's just a matter of the opportunity that you get at hand to be able to display your talents. But, I mean, it's tough. So, you know, we practice. The practice aren't that bad. Like, we practice 3 days a week, but it's a lot mental. You know, it's a lot physical, too. But if you're not mentally sharp to be able to go out there and know your assignment, understand, well, for me, understand the defense that are going to be throwing at you. And then if you play special teams, too, you got to know what to do on special teams, how this and that. So it's a lot more mental than it is physical. Because everybody's physically gifted once you get to that point. But I think what separates the good from the great is the mental capacity that you can obtain throughout that week to get a better edge on your opponent.
Yeah, I feel that. Because to be honest, every pro sport, that's especially the case.
Yeah.
Like, you see a lot in the NBA, a lot of people just make it, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
So, but outside of sports, like, what is your other interest?
My other interests. I recently just been getting into reading. I live in Cleveland, you know, half the year, so they got like a lot of nature parks. So I've been out like riding my bike when the weather's good, walking around and stuff like that. And also music. I want to go to a jazz, like a little jazz night, but I ain't had the opportunity to go to one yet. Just
get
to be able to,
bro, jazz.
That's what I'm saying. You know, I can't be listening to rap all the time, bro.
I
can't listen to rap all the time. Sometimes you got to sit back and decompress. And just to think about different things. And I think with the music that I've been kind of listening to now, just a little bit slower pace instead of, you know, how general rap is. I mean, y'all boys know what rap can really get you to. So
just
been trying to find different things. But I think, like, the more I read, I think the more I can find the interest that I like. And with my reading, that's where I stumbled upon, like, walking outside, you know, just to decompress. Because, like, being in the NFL is stressful. You know, people are coming at your job. You got to do this and that. And then you got the NFL and you got the outside pressure, too. So just being able to sit back, read a book, or go outside on a nice day just to be able to be by yourself and just to appreciate everything that's happening for you at this time instead of thinking of all the stress, you know, just step away from the stress and stuff like that. So those have been a few of my hobbies.
Talk about your career in Purdue, college career. So a couple of accolades, had to do a little research on you, a couple of first teams. What was your favorite moment in college?
My favorite moment in college was the 2021 season. We was playing, I think, number two or number three Michigan State at home. Ended up beating them boys like 21-49. That was just an unreal moment. Like, the environment, the atmosphere, it's just crazy. Because I really can't explain it, but it was just like, you just had to be there to feel it. Like, the energy, you feel me? It was a middle of the day game, perfect weather, blackout. Like, they just came off a big win. But that whole week, we knew what we was finna do to them. Like, we knew we was about to go out there and do our thing. And, shoot, I had me a good game. So that was the icing on the cake. But then you just to see, like, the happiness of from the players, the coaches, and the fans, too. Like, we just did something great, you know. Purdue, like, you know, we had our ups and downs, but every time we play those big opponents, like, sometimes they'll overlook us and we'll catch them, you know, when they sleep and stuff like that. So being able to do that was just pretty good. That was pretty good.
Fair enough, fair enough.
All right, so, like, notice how you mentioned jazz music earlier.
Yeah.
Pre-game, what you listening to?
Pre-game, I'm a Rod Wave fan, man. I brought Rod Wave. People say he emotional and this and that, but
I was gonna say, you getting emotional?
Nah, I don't get emotional, but what he be saying be speaking to me. Like, I'd be like, okay, I'm not a rapper or what he going through, but like the words that he be saying be like, dang, that makes sense. You feel me? I'm going through the same thing, and then it kind of motivates me to like okay, we kind of in a similar state. You know, he just started his rap career. He's trying to elevate. You know, I'm just starting my NFL career. I'm trying to elevate too. So it's a lot of similarities with the words that he be saying, like how I'm feeling within that moment.
Fair enough. All right. So when it comes to, you know, away games, home games, you know, the energy, you know, let's first talk about the fans. The fans, you know, that's on your home, you know, when things start to rile up, how does that make you feel? You know, everything's going, everybody's into it. Does it help you? You know, does it help your game get better, or is it just the same?
As for the fans, I mean, we got some pretty tough fans, so they good either way, whether we losing or we playing good. But if we losing, they're going to tell you we suck, but they're going to be there next week telling you we good. But I think for the aspect of that, I don't really think the fans, they are good to be there, and it sucked when they wasn't there in 2020 that I had to go through that. But the fans do bring a sense of excitement and, like, motivation to it because, you know, once you make that big play and you just hear that roar throughout the stadium, it's like an adrenaline rush. You want to keep making that big plays and stuff like that. And as far as away games, the best feeling is when you can't hear nothing because that means you shut them up. So that means that's a good feeling, too. When you're on the road, you just can hear a pin drop. You can just hear the air literally gets sucked out of the stadium. And now you're like, okay, I know I came here and I did my job.
Yeah, I was just going to touch on that too, the hecklers. I was going to ask, how do you deal with the hecklers? You know, people going to try to get under your skin and know you. Just how does that help? How does that help or even motivate you?
I don't even trip about that. I mean, I've been dealing with that, you know, since high school. And with over the years, you got to understand that they're not in your position. They don't know what's going Monday, Sunday up until the next Sunday. So they don't know what you've been through or what's happening on the field and stuff like that. So, I mean, I see it on the internet, you know, the fans, they be on you, you suck, this and that, but you can't really listen to it because, you and that 1% of people that are not there. So, why listen to the outside noise that really can't be beneficial to what you got going on? So, it's fun, though.
I was going to be like, do you be seeing the comments?
Yeah,
or
for
like
sure.
That? I'm like, yeah, I remember Curry.
That was me. Curry said, I forgot who said it, but it was like Curry, every halftime he goes to Twitter and see the tweets.
Yeah. Nah, you definitely see the comments. I mean, as long as you take it as motivation, but you don't take it as, like,
getting down on you.
Yeah, like, because why? Like, what is their opinion so valuable to you for?
Yeah, no randoms put you down.
Like, especially the little bots accounts. Like, it takes you that time. It takes you all this time to create a password, do all this, to make a fake account.
Just to hate.
Just to hate. Like, no, come on, man. We do something better with your life. So that's why I'd be like, shoot. I mean, I obviously must be important to you because you did all this to talk about me. That's how I think about it when people be talking
about
it.
That's a good mindset. I never thought about it that way.
You know, T, if you sort of a hater from my eyes, you know, you got a way to hate on me. But you know you...
Nah, I don't. I know you. I can do that. I know you.
But nah. So what's your favorite out of high school, college, middle school, anything? Favorite moment ever or game? Preferably football.
It's a lot of moments.
Yeah, that's exactly. A lot of moments. You even said middle school. Middle school, it was cool. We can go back to...
See, you got to make them think.
Yeah, we can go back to really elementary. Elementary, I think I was playing AAU basketball. We went to, like, the little nationals. I don't know if y'all know, but, like, the nationals, when you go to down to, like, Florida, and you'll play really everybody. Yeah. And, you know, people in Indiana, even though we a basketball state, they don't really got the respect.
Yeah,
you feel me? Especially
all.
We young, too. So we ain't really got the athlete or some other states have, like the Floridas. Yeah, we are for sure. But back then we didn't have that. But we went down there, played at the team, and we ended up undefeated the whole little thing. And like, that was crazy. Like, being able to see the competition at a young age, to see like what you can compare against and to see how you can compare against not just people in your state, but people from outside of your state too. And then I think that really kind of gave me the confidence to like, all right, like, at a young and long as I just keep doing my thing, then I know I can make the sky the limit, yeah.
All right, that's On the Porch with my co-host Bill and D-Bill, and we are out.
Peace.